And I think that we're live now. I think
Are
we're
you live?
live. Yeah,
Are you
we're
live?
live. Let me just switch the scenes.
Awesome.
There we go. I got
There you
it.
are.
We're live.
Yoo-hoo,
There we are.
Yeah. Back
Hi, everyone.
again. Welcome to Live at the Hive, episode 138.
Impressive.
Yeah,
Yeah, I know.
Matt Stefanich, producer Matt.
April McCall.
And if you've been a longtime viewer, you may recognize me. I'm Courtney Castle.
Yes, we have Courtney Castle back on, guest starring for today, which will be nice. We haven't seen Courtney on the live for a few episodes now, but it's good to see you, Court, for sure.
They can't keep me away.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's true.
No, but we love having you on, and we know everyone, all the people in the audience like seeing you and insights and stuff. So yeah, so this week's episode, it's gonna be a bit different without Dan, but I think we have some good stuff to talk about for email marketing. So a lot of the times, I think at the very beginning of the week, we've been talking about this with the bees and stuff, just basically more towards, I guess, like how a lot of, I guess, old marketers or new marketers are kind of brushing away the power that is email marketing, and not necessarily the effectiveness of it, but more so kind of the creative ways that you can use your email marketing platforms, how you're engaging with your audience, what kind of information are you sending them with email marketing. So I think we have some really cool stuff to talk about with that. Some great examples from emails that we're subscribed to and that we've received recently throughout the week. So I think it'll be good. Now, Stacy says, hey, ladies and Matt.
Awesome. Hey, Stacy.
Hope you're enjoying your Friday, Stace.
Yeah.
She's working and watching, I bet. She's working well.
Exactly, right?
Of course.
Cool. So let's just dive in. Maybe let's talk about, I think we should open it up with more of kind of like a conversation about maybe why people are kind of giving other marketers the impression that, you know, email marketing is dead, right? And it's maybe a strategy that you shouldn't be pursuing. When in reality, it's a really effective way to get some people in the top of your sales funnel, but also kind of get them engaged and qualify them throughout the process. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think the discussion you mentioned that we had earlier this week with the team was funny because every few years, some articles start trending that's all like email is dead. And, you know, I feel like a lot of the time they're just trying to introduce some new topic and breathe some new life into it.
Right.
But as a marketer, it's kind of funny to see that happen because email marketing is a huge channel and like it might not be the most shiny new thing. So I think like to no fault of their own, a lot of marketers often chase whatever the newest channel is. You know, you may have just opened a TikTok account and might be creating content for it, but your poor email campaign hasn't been revised in years. So I get the urge to do whatever's fun and new, but I think that's definitely like where this kind of comes from is some people don't see it as exciting as other channels. But
absolutely. Yeah. And I think too, on that lines, I know if you've been in the marketing industry for years, like I'm talking about maybe 20 some plus years, you've been using, maybe you're using like the same platform that you've been using all along, right? And it's not really offering you proper features that you can engage your audience with. Maybe the email templates that they offer you, they're not very customizable. You can't really brand them at all, right? So you might feel very limited in what you can do with email marketing. And I mean, that's okay, but there's platforms out there, and we'll show you some of them. There's MailChimp, there's ActiveCampaign, and they all offer something different, but they definitely bring email marketing up to the next level, so to speak, right? With the customization options and stuff.
For sure. And to that point, it's kind of funny that people, like when they do have their platform, it's kind of flip-flopped for me. Like when I started in this industry, everyone had email marketing and was investing in a platform and had to be convinced to do social media. And now it's kind of the other way around, where a lot of clients that we work with, they have every social media account, but then maybe they, you know, they don't even have anything set up, but like a WordPress automated kind of form, right? Not even an email platform.
Oh, for sure. Especially with COVID too, right? I mean, people with COVID, I mean, people were kind of before COVID, when people were still working in offices and stuff like that, people were just kind of shrugging away social media, right? They're like, oh, like we don't need to invest in social. Why are we investing in social media, right? But now that everyone's at home and everyone's through social media, and this is how people are connecting with each other. Exactly. Yeah. People are starting to be like, oh, like maybe we should have been investing in social, and they're kind of ramping it up really quickly. And they're disregarding their email campaigns where people are still opening up emails. I'd probably argue more than ever now. Right. So it's definitely an extreme way, effective way for sure.
Yeah, agreed.
Yeah, that was one of the stats in the one article that we'll be chatting about that really just like threw me was like obviously everyone still uses email, but just the sheer mass number of them. I think it said like 320 billion daily emails by 2021.
Yeah, that's a lot of emails. It's a lot of content. So, yeah. Wow. Yeah,
absolutely. For sure. Alrighty, so let's dive into the first article that we have here. So we have a number of articles that will kind of, now they all touch upon the same thing about kind of how to plan, execute, tips for your email marketing. And these are all really, really effective tips and strategies. So as we go through these, we're not going to be like obviously reading the article all the way through, but we'll go through the important points. We'll give you some of our perspectives on whether or not we agree with it. Maybe an example of something that we've used in the past that goes with that tip, example, or strategy. And then we'll get you guys feedback in the chat and see if you agree, or if you have any questions at any time, like do feel free to leave a comment in the chat. So yeah, our first article is going to be from Life Marketing. This is more of like a how to plan and execute your effective email marketing strategy. And they kind of go through some of the kind of ROI ratings here, which some people may be surprised about. I mean, a lot of times people want to go straight to affiliate marketing. They want to kind of go the influencer route. But the ROI, according to this chart at least, is putting it all the way down at the 47th percentile, right? While email marketing, it's all the way at the other opposite end of the spectrum. Yeah. So, I mean, those people who are saying email marketing is dead, these statistics tend to disagree, right?
Mm-hmm. And that supports my favorite thing about email marketing is the control you can have over your traffic spikes. Because often you can see a direct correlation. Mm-hmm. Perhaps you made some serious optimizations on the site and you know within the next few weeks you can probably expect to see an increase in organic. Or maybe you've posted on Facebook and you see a bit of a increase from that post. But really, email, these are much more qualified people. And from, you know, the ROI perspective, I know my click-through rate and the consistency of doing that over time is going to give me great, like very well qualified traffic too, in terms of average time on page and whether they actually engage with the asset or whatever it was I was delivering. So I love the quality of it. Traffic-wise,
I like it too. Yeah. I think it too. I think, you know, people giving out their email addresses, I think since, as we mentioned before, we get consumed with so many emails, but so people handing out their emails and actually giving it to you is actually a win, right? So, you know, those people are actually interested in consuming your content or anything you have to say, right? So, I really like email marketing. I think it's a great way and it's definitely not dead, so...
For sure. So some of the first tips that they give in this article, the first one would be kind of focusing on improving your key metrics, right? So what metrics are you looking to measure when you start an email marketing campaign? They're going to be different metrics than your Facebook, Google Ads, for sure. And some of these are going to be the subscriber growth, how your subscriber lists are growing, the conversions, of course, like Courtney was saying, the click-through rates beforehand, but also kind of the unsubscribe, the bounce rate retention, as well as kind of, I mean, the spam complaint. Not necessarily. I mean, you definitely want to keep an eye on it, but there's definitely other metrics, in my opinion, that you would want to look at. Obviously, open rate, click-through rate, etc.
Yeah, I agree, Matt. So unsubscribes and like spam filters, like obviously if it starts to become ridiculous, you could get like a ban on your account. But unsubscribes I find get a lot of attention and I find they're not necessarily negative. Like I'm trying to qualify my list. So I don't want you to stay on it if you're not a potential customer, you know, and you're affecting my actual rates that way. So
yeah, for sure. I think a lot of people like they start off with these lists of, you know, a couple thousand people I've seen, right? And as the list kind of gets shorter and shorter, people begin to panic and they're like, what happened to my 1,000 contact list? And it's like, okay, well, look, this is what you're supposed to be doing with your email marketing, right? You're supposed to be taking this list, and you just don't keep spamming the people with the same right. email. You take it down, and I'll show you later in the ActiveCampaign, which is a tool that we use here. But it's basically like you're thinning out the list, you're thinning out the unqualified leads, you're making people more higher quality leads, you're lead scoring as you go along, which is extremely, right. extremely important for your campaigns, mm-hmm. right?